Namo Namo Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna
Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Everybody, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama. Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Haribo. Hare Rama. Yes, singing too loud for your microphones or problem? Hare Krishna. I want to welcome you for this third day of Krishna. Hare Krishna. One moment. Yes, now it works. I would like to welcome you, and I would like to again say we will meditate today, so we will have to see that we somehow manage to get a peaceful atmosphere in the room, which I know is a challenge because we are in a lively country. Temperamentski. So let me see. I will make now a few announcements. If you have children who are under the age of 5, this is not the proper place. You have to take care of them somewhere else. If you are helping to cook, please do this by being a silent vegetable cutter. Right. Welcome. This will be a very, very thought-provoking first part. We will talk about an obstacle on the path to Krishna, which is selfish desire. Then I will read to you one of the texts of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes the extraordinary glory of the sacred land of Vrindavan. And then I will describe to you a journey to Vrindavan from this material universe to the transcendental Vrindavan. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paskatyane Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare to go or reach Vrindavan Dham, it is necessary to know the direct road, but it is also required to know the obstacles or roadblocks which one has to overcome to reach one's goal. Today we will discuss about both the direct and the indirect way, and we will start with the greatest obstacle called lust. So often we have heard in scriptures, you are a soul. Krishna is your master. Engage exclusively in his service and you will reach him. But we also have heard another voice. What is about me and my interests, please? Okay.
Krishna. Arjuna once asked Krishna about this other voice. He says people sometimes know what they are doing is incorrect, but what is it in them which forces them to, against their own will, do the incorrect thing? What is that powerful driving force within which forces us against our own interests to act, O Krishna? What is this drugi voice?
Drugi glas,
yes. Krishna says, it's lust, O Arjuna. The all-devouring enemy of this world. No, not neprija. It's all-devouring, you said. Yeah, all-devouring. You are the best, yes. Though this lust takes different forms. When this lust makes you attached to one particular thing, it becomes moha or illusion. This illusion may make a man who is in love with a woman tell to this woman, although she is very, very ugly, you are the most beautiful queen of the universe. When this lust is not satisfied, it often takes the form of anger. When this lust is directed towards an inflated self-esteem, it takes the form of pride. When this lust crushes your tolerance and you become intolerant, it takes the form of envy. This enemy has taken a hold of the strategic positions in your body. It is there in the intelligence. No, in the mind and in the senses. Your intelligence may say, don't eat that extra ice cream. But the lust has conquered your mind and your senses, and now you are prepared to kill another person to get that ice cream. An example of someone who has been conquered by lust is Duryodhana. He knew who was Krishna. He knew what was Krishna's plan, but he could not act according to it because his mind and senses turned him into an enemy of the Pandavas. Since the beginning of creation, there are two ways to deal with this enemy. One is to try to suppress it. The other is the way of transforming it. Let us look at the first way, the yogic way or the monastic way. Yogis like Shobari Muni engaged in severe austerities, meditating in a disturbance-free place, like somewhere in a cave in the Himalayas, or Shobari went under the water so that no object who could attract him would be able to disturb his mind.
Yogi poput Shobari Munija, on je meditirao na mjestu koje je bilo slobodno od svih uznemirenja i čak je meditirao i ispod vode kako bi ostao neuznemiren u svojoj meditaciji.
Now they are very concentrated. They practice very strictly sadhana. And in this way they try to force the senses to not be run away somewhere. But the devatas who reside or preside over the senses don't like this. They don't like to be forced. When the devatas see that there is a strong sense impulse, they push open the closed door of the senses of the yogi. And this and lust comes out. I could express the same thing in a psychological way. If you suppress desire and put like a ton of weight on it, either a super strong super ego, that means this is not allowed, that is not allowed, this is sinful, this is, you know, this type of information.
Odnosno, tip informacije, ovo nije dozvoljeno, ovo nije u redu, ovo se ne
smije. Or you put a lot of scriptural things, if you do this you will go to hell.
Ili imate iza sebe te informacije iz pisa, ako ovo uradiš, ako uđeš
pakao. In other words, if you would suppress the urges of the senses,
drugim rečima, ako potisnite te nagone koje dolaze u čulo,
after some time, the pressure, the counter pressure becomes so strong that the senses just that you explode and do some things you never even could imagine.
Nakon nekog vremena što se desi, desi se da ta čula eksplodiraju.
Eksplodira, yes. The other, so many, many yogis have fallen down. And many Hare Krishnas also. So the other way is different. The way of transformation is you take karma and engage it. You bring it in contact with Krishna. You use your desires, in other words, which you have, which are not only sexual desires. Karma means the whole thing, everything. And you desire to do something for Krishna. And in contact with Krishna, the desires become your friends. We once had a very successful preaching program, and there was always a few people who wanted to disturb this, and they came into our kirtan concerts. Sometimes they had even knives and weapons, and they wanted to beat the participants.
Mi smo jednom imali jedan jako uspješan propovednički program I onda su se pojavile osobe koje su bile veoma neprijateljski nastavljene, žele su tada da nas umetili, dok su se neko čak, neko bi se pojavili sa noževima, žele bi nas da bi učestnili.
And we then had security, but these enemies of ours who wanted to disturb our concerts increased in numbers. They called others to help. In Prabhupada's times, this was also there. There were the Naxalites. These were communists who would kill people. And they attacked Prabhupada's preaching programs, you know, pandal programs for 20,000 people in Calcutta. So first we fought them, but they became stronger and really hurt devotees who were in the security. Then Prabhupada changed the tactics. He called the leader of the Naxalites who came with 10 killers, you know. And he said, let's talk. Why do you want to disturb our programs? Because you are capitalists. Oh, said Prabhupada, no, we are monks. You have misunderstood. And he explained, he talked with them. And after talking for 4 hours in Bengali, the leader of the Naxalites with his 10 killers became our friends. They became our security. Hari Bol. So when you have material desires, to just fight with them may not work. Call them. Have a meeting with them. And bring Krishna. And say, help me to serve Krishna. To live a very adventurous life in the service of Krishna. And in contact with Krishna, these enemies will become your friends. I want to give you an example from the scriptures. There is a touchstone which can turn iron into gold. So if you bring a metal which is covered with dirt in contact with the touchstone, then ping, the touchstone will transform that metal with the dirt into brilliant gold. So, when you bring your desires and your mind in contact with Krishna, it will change. There is a song. When Sri Hari is pleased, your enemies become your friends. When Sri Hari is pleased, poison becomes nectar and gives you immortality. So let us look for a moment at the power of lust. The Sanskrit word is karma. It has a verbal root, kam, which means to desire. The exact opposite of lust, that is selfish desire for sense gratification, is prema. And the verbal root for prema is prim, which also means to desire. So, both love and lust are based on desire. But the difference between lust and love is that their object is different. One is you desire for the senses and the mind, that's called lust. And the other is you desire for Krishna, that's called prema. When your heart is full of lust, you always have so many objects for which you lust. And you are never satisfied. But when you manage to put your desire on Krishna, your desire is one-pointed. My dear devotees, you always will desire. Desire is a condition of the living force of the soul. You can never suppress or kill desire. The question is, Jai Gaur Jagannath, on which object will you direct your desire? When you look down to the material objects, your desire will turn into lust. But when you will look up to Krishna, your desire will slowly turn into lust. Love. Oh. What will help you to look up? We all are accustomed to look down. We always look down. We did this since millions of years. My interest. My plan. My private comfort zone. My desires. Who will force us to look up? The sadhu. Yes, the saintly person. Sadhu noti sadaya iti sadhus. Those who are themselves practicing bhajans and make others do bhajans are called sadhus. A saintly person is someone who himself practices bhajan. And he will tell us, chant your rounds. It's wonderful. Read. So that something goes in your head. It's best. And because he has some taste in what he does, we are willing to say, let me try. The sadhu will say, sit down. Don't move. And sing. Sing louder. Sing from your heart. And we are willing to do this. And all of a sudden we notice a transformation. The iron turns into gold. The desires which we have turn into desires for Krishna. Do you know Socrates? Mr. Socrates once stood before a shop in Athens. There were pots in the shop. Knives, shoes, cloth, garments, everything. Someone asked Socrates, we thought you are free from desire. Why do you stand before the shop? Socrates said, I'm standing before the shop because I enjoy the feeling to know that I don't need so many things. My dear devotees, it's such a happy life if you are free from desires. You feel so peaceful if you don't have to do this and that and the other things any longer. You don't have to learn any longer this or that, or have a car, or have the newest telephone which can fly when you press it on a button. Soon I think they will develop the helicopter telephone, at least I would suggest this to them. And you stand before the helicopter telephone and you think, I'm so happy that I have absolutely no desire for the helicopter telephone. Because your desire has associated with Krishna and transformed. This was the first part. Drugi dela. I want to now talk a little bit about Vrindavan. In our last seminar, we heard how the gopis, let me tell you how to connect the two parts. You can practice your Krishna consciousness at that moment when you have one goal. When these many desires are gone and the desire to reach Krishna in Vrindavan, everything will go in 1 second. So yesterday we heard how Srimati Radharani, who has this, who only desires Lord Krishna, was thinking of the flute, who was always staying together with Krishna, and she was lamenting that she would have to stay back in the village of Vrindavan and suffer due to the absence of Krishna, whereas the flute was always touching the lips of Krishna.
Kako
So Lalita Sakhi is there. It says, it wants to console Radharani. My dear Radhe, you are the queen of Vrindavan. You own all the land in Braj. Why do we talk about the flute? Something which we don't have. Yes, this flute is dear to Krishna. But the land of Vrindavan is also very special. And this land of Vrindavan also always associates with Krishna. Let us talk about the glories of Vrindavan Dham, of which you are the queen. Do you know that Krishna always walks over the land of Vrindavan and makes the land glorious because he touches the land with his lotus stupala? This is what Lalita Sakhi says to Radha.
Vrindavanam Sakhi Bhuvo Vitanoti Kirtim Yateva Kisuta Padam Bujalapta Lakshmi Govinda Veno Manumatta Mayura Nityam Prekshyatri Shannavataranya Samasta Sattvam.
O friend, Vrindavan is spreading the glories of the earth because it has obtained the treasure of the lotus feet of Krishna. Here in this land of Vrindavan, the peacocks dance madly because they hear Govinda's flute. When Govinda takes his flute to his mouth, all the animals of Vrindavan gather around in the hills, and from the hilltops they observe the flute concert of Krishna. And they become stunned. A week ago I was in the Olympitska Stadium, and there were on the lawn performances while the spectators sat high in the stadium. And I remembered this verse. Because Vrindavan is the same thing. The birds and the deers are on the hills of Govardhan, and they look down in the valley where Krishna is and plays his flute. Krishna plays his flute, his eyebrows dancing. And he thinks, now I will play a special raga where everyone will become motionless when they hear it. When I was young, I didn't know to play so good flute. At that time, only the animals would listen to me. But now I have learned to play special ragas which attract the beautiful gopis. And thinking like this, he plays the flute, and the sound, listen to this, travels all the way from Giriraj to Vrindavan, right into the ears of the beautiful gopis, where the beautiful form of Krishna appears, like in a TV broadcast. Sound flute broadcast. This is flute broadcast. Now I want to ask you a question. Why is Vrindavan so special? What is the opinion of the gopis? Well, Vrindavan is so special because it has obtained a very special treasure, the treasure of Krishna's lotus feet. See, ordinarily when God appears in this world, He will never touch the world with His feet. The Lord is always above or transcendent, or let me say, is always transcendental or above the world. So even when He appears to His devotees, He never stands on the earth. But Krishna in Vrindavan very much touches the earth of Vrindavan. And when He moves on with His foot, the earth carries the auspicious marks like the lotus flower, which is imprinted or which is there on the foot of Krishna. In other holy dharms, God will always wear slippers. In Dwaraka, for instance, Krishna has jeweled sandals. He's not barefoot like in Vrindavan. Or in Vaikuntha, Lord Narayan has his sandals, never barefoot. But in Vrindavan Dham, Krishna just walks barefoot and refuses to wear sandals. Once Yashoda wanted to give him sandals for his birthday. But Krishna said, Mother, I will only accept when you give all my cows sandals. Oh, said Yashoda, that was very difficult. You have so many cows and they all have 4 feet, you only have 2, they have 4. It's too expensive. Krishna smiled. My dharma is to protect the cows. How can I then take shoes, take something more, which I cannot give to the cows? I don't take shoes. No need, no need. Krishna leaves sometimes lack. The lack from his the red color on the sand of Vrindavan. Now there are special girls in Vrindavan, Pulindis. Aborigines. With very full breasts. They always have so much lust. But they smear that And he left medicine, the dust which is touched by Krishna's lotus feet, and all the lust leaves him. If you want anti-lust medicine, don't take these crazy pills which destroy you. I don't even know if there are such crazy pills, but nowadays there are crazy pills for everything. Take the dust of Vrindavan. Smear it on your head. And everywhere. And you will be cured. Try it. It works. We have a member in our Gora Bhavan who always drops his head every morning with the dust of Vrindavan, and you can ask him if it worked. So Krishna, this is the first reason why Vrindavan is special. Krishna, or God who never touches the earth, touches Vrindavan's earth. The second reason which the gopis give why Vrindavan is special is because Krishna constantly plays his transcendental flute song there. Krishna is dressed, Krishna has this, this color, this bluish color, like a storm cloud. Maybe I hope we see at one stage a storm cloud here, bluish and very beautiful.
Krishna put ima boju poput kišnog oroka. Ja se nadam da ćemo uskoro vidjeti
boju. So the peacocks, whenever they see a bluish cloud, they somehow are very jubilant and cry meow meow.
I pandovi kada oni vide takav kišni oblak, oni postanu jako jako radosni i onda
I live near the Peacock Island in Berlin. It's only, I can go there by a rowing boat, takes 20 minutes. And there are many peacocks on that island. And whenever there is thunder clouds, you can hear in Gora Bhavan, meow, meow, like in Vrindavan. Very good. So when the peacocks see Krishna's bluish body and his golden yellow dhoti, they think monsoon is coming. And then they start to dance. And Krishna plays his flute. And he dances with the peacocks. And the peacocks dance around him. And it's a beautiful concert. And then the peacocks think, Govinda is so wonderful. He gives us the best concert. We want to give him something. And they pull out and they say, but we are poor birds, we have no novats. Only we have our beautiful tail feathers, and they give that to Krishna. And Krishna thinks, these peacocks have given me the best they have. I don't think that this is only useless peacock feathers. I don't think I have golden ornaments which are better. But while he dances, Krishna picks up the peacock feathers and puts it in his top knot and continues to dance. He doesn't miss one beat. And accepting that what the peacocks are offering them is the best they have, he lovingly accepts it. This is our Lord, Bhava Graha Janardana. He accepts the mood of his devotee. And he feels the peacocks are ready to rip out a feather. So they are so devoted. Let me respect their gift and immediately use it so that they can see that I appreciate very much. My dear devotees, never think that Krishna accepts the offerings according to the material value which we ascribe to these offerings. In whatever offering the devotee gives, gold, diamonds, or a simple flower from the forest, Krishna only looks for the love which is there or which is absent. I think this scene is the perfect scene, to meditate about. Krishna in the valley of Vrindavan, playing his flute with all the peacocks dancing around him. There are many birds on the hills and many animals who look down, like in the Olympic stadium, you look down what is going on the lawn. In this ecstatic darshan of Lord Krishna, there is no time any longer, and there are also no modes of nature like rajas or tamas. That means tigers are next to deer watching the performance. No animosity. This is also what happens when you are in full Krishna consciousness. Krishna is in the center and he makes everything perfect. Yes. Alright. Now, I want to give you another reason why Vrindavan is special, and then we will do a very special meditation. Once, when this earth was overcrowded by so many demons, Brahma came to the shore of the milk ocean to beg Lord Vishnu for help. But Lord Vishnu said, I can't help you. You have to go to Krishna outside of this material universe and ask Him to appear. He is the Lord of all Lords. So, but how do we, Brahma said, how do I reach there? Vishnu said, I can guide you there. Take all the demigods. Let's go. So they went higher and higher in the universe until they came to the hole in the universe through which the river Ganga flushed in. There on the bank of the Ganga they found a jeweled boat, and Vishnu said, come in. And they took the boat, and by going up the river Ganga they pierced through the hole of the universe, that same hole where Ganga comes. They saw so many universes floating like balls around them. Vishnu took them further and further. Then there was a separating river, and they crossed the river called Viraja and came into Brahman. It's important that you learn all these stations, because soon we will go on the same journey. They passed the Vaikuntha planets. And finally they reached the highest planet, Goloka Vrindavan. As they wanted to enter the Goloka Vrindavan, there were beautiful gopis with sticks. And stop. Who are you that you think you can go to visit Krishna? Brahma said, I am Brahma. Which Brahma? Which Brahma? The Brahma. Oh, said the gopis, and they started to smile. You ignorant devata. You never leave your home. That's why you don't know what is beyond your doorstep. Tell us the Brahma of which universe? Vishnu said, he's a little bewildered now. It's the universe which where Trivikram has pierced a hole through which the Ganga flows in that particular universe. The gopis threw their stick in the air and clapped, ha ha ha, and they enjoyed themselves. Come in! So then the Brahma and the Devatas had a darshan of Goloka Vrindavan. There were forests with buzzing bees and beautiful kokilas, kukulis, kukoo, this. They saw the king of mountains, Giriraj, with fresh waterfalls. And everywhere happy cows were dancing. Have you seen the movie The Dancing Cows? Then you have not seen movies. Shall I see? So, they saw Yamunaji, crystal clear water, with happy fishes who would come out of the Yamuna and say, Krishna, Krishna, and go down into the Yamuna again. That's Vishwanath Chakravarti talk that describes the fishes like that. And finally they arrived under an eternal desire tree. And there they saw the most beautiful Krishna on a throne made from jewels. It was so beautiful. And next to him was Radha, who would sometimes cover her head and then look and smile. Krishna was laughing. At that moment the devatas saw the 8-armed Narayan enter into the body of Krishna. They saw how Nrisimhadev appeared and entered the body of Krishna. They saw Rama, Yajna, Naranarayan, all forms of God appearing and disappearing in the form of Krishna. They couldn't speak. Krishna said, no need for you to speak. I know why you have come. I will soon appear on planet Earth and you will come along with me. But Krishna said, I will soon appear on planet Earth. Radha began to cry. Oh my Lord, she said, you have vowed to appear on planet Earth. How will I be able to live in your absence? Just now before your very eyes, I will give up my life. Krishna said, please don't do it. You can come along with me. Radha said, no, I cannot leave Vrindavan. And then Krishna said something, and here you have to be very attentive. Vrindavan, Giriraj, Yamuna, have you heard what Radha said? You have to appear with me. Then Radha can come. And therefore, in Vrindavan, all the leaves of Vrindavan began to tremble. The trees were getting enthusiastic. Yamunaji's waves began to rise. Giriraj rumbled. The wind moved. Everything seemed to say, Krishna, we will come. veliju.
I kao su svi govorili, Krishna, mi idemo sa tobom.
We are your servant. The land of Vrindavan is the perfect servant of Krishna. And it has appeared in this world. It waits for you. The first thing you must see, do when you come to Vrindavan, you must forget your material identity. You must remember that you are an eternal soul and throw yourself into the very dust which is touched by Krishna and roll around, levo, desno, all over. When you want to go into the kingdom of God, bow down low. The entrance gate is very low. I remember Purnachanda Goswami who said, we have to crawl on our bellies into the kingdom of God. We have to become humble servants. No ego. Dobro. So now I will ask Gorahai. Good. Are you ready to meditate about what you have heard? We will first take care that we get some energy. No, please not. This is very, very gentle. Please. I'm getting world famous for my very gentle energy exercises. You have to take your index finger and put the middle finger above it. Then you have to bring the remaining fingers to the root of your thumb. And move your tongue, your thumb over the middle finger like this. Hare Krishna. Then you have to raise your... I would suggest that you sit down. Please come. Taran, you have to cut vegetables or... Please come, because we will meditate. If you can't meditate in standing, please feel Slobodan. No, or sit on a chair, as you like. Hey, what is up? You have to put your hands up. Whatever happens now, please don't put their hands down. If you put them down before it's the time, the arms might fall forever from the shoulders and you will never ever get to... Now, it's very important that you don't do it like Radha Kripa, who does it like this. You have to really stretch it. Now, you imagine your best friend stands behind you and slowly takes your arms back. The idea is to open the chest.
Start
start to breathe in very carefully, very deeply. And out. It's very important, whatever happens, Bhakti Devi, a little bit more, yes, a little bit like this, yeah. Whatever happens, under no circumstances put the arms down. You might lose them forever, for the rest of your life. No, I'm not joking, it's true. I can show you pictures of people who went to my seminar. And you put down the arms too early. If you sweat a little, that's desired. Now slowly bring them a little bit up. This is very serious. Please don't laugh. No, Krishna. Keep on breathing. I mean, we should do something spiritual now, you know. Please say with me, Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. More up the hands. Gauranga, 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 faster. Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. You can now slowly, Radha Kriba, slowly. On an exhale, bring your arms down. Be very careful that you don't lose your arms. And put your palms up. For a moment, just be very silent and watch the energies in your body. Which has changed now. Perhaps you feel a little bit more awake. You feel more light, perhaps. We will comfortably set into an easy sitting pose. We will request those who have children of a young age to take care of them somewhere else. Jai Gaur Jagannath, I request you to go to the kitchen and tell them to be extra silent now. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Relax your shoulders. The spine should be erect.
become aware of the air all around your body. There's an atmospheric air all around. Notice the difference between the air and your body. Now go a little deeper. Notice the difference between your skin and your garment. Take a deep breath in and out. A few times. Notice that there is a difference between the breath and the body. We only breathe through the nose. Notice the feeling when the air comes into your nose. Notice its freshness. Notice the life which is inside the air, the prana. Deeply breathe in and out. Your breath is inside your body, but your body and breath are totally different. Just observe this. Now notice how your breath and your thoughts are of total different dimensions. Notice how your body is different from the environment. Notice how the body is different from the breath. Notice how the breath is different from the mind. Relax a bit more. When you breathe out, relax your legs. In and out, deep. When you breathe out, relax the trunk of your body. Careful, sit erect. Now relax again the shoulders. Now as you breathe in and out, think about Krishna's smile. When Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, he smiled. When Krishna plays his flute, he smiles.
Even in the whole world, when all the worlds come and go, Krishna eternally smiles. It's a smile of love. When you breathe in and out, you should also feel some happiness. It should be a big smile either outside on your face or inside in your mind. The smile should go throughout all the cells of your body. A grateful smile, a peaceful smile, a big smile should inform your whole life. Now we will purify our whole existence by chanting the sacred syllable Ram. It's the name of Krishna, the supreme enjoyer. Let this sound purify your entire environment. And then let the sound purify your mind and your senses. I will chant it one time alone, then we will do it all together.
Ram 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 Ram.
Again, become totally peaceful. Take a deep breath in and out. You will now make a journey, the same journey which we have heard a little while ago. We start We are all in this material universe, but by the mercy of the Shastra, we have heard of a place which is beyond. Please now park your body as you would park a car. Leave it for a while behind. In your mind's eye, go through the dark expanse of the universe. First, watch your body from above. How does your head look from above? What colors is your shirt? Try to look from above. Now go higher. In your mind's eye, see the planet Earth downstairs. It's a planet with the continents and an atmosphere. Go through all the other parts of this universe and come to the layer of the universe. Leave this universe. There are many, many universes like balls. Now we come to a river. It's the river Viraja which separates the material from the spiritual world. On the other side of the river is a glaring effulgence. Don't be afraid. Cross the river. Surround yourself with light now. light of the Brahman. Move on, move on. Straight ahead. You see many planets, the Vaikuntha planets, left and right as the glare gets a little bit softer. And then you come to Goloka Vrindavan. In your mind's eye, cross the gate. See the forests. See the river Jamuna. A Govardhan hill. And then a particularly tree, the Kalpa Briksha tree, or eternal wish fulfilling tree. Under it is a beautiful scene. At the throne, and on the throne, Radha and Krishna. You have seen deities of Radha and Krishna. You have seen Radha Kunya Bihari. You have seen pictures. Try to see Radha and Krishna in your memory. Some of you are not trying hard enough. What is your favorite picture of Radha and Krishna? How does Krishna look? How does Radha look? The deities made from stone, from gold, and from jewels. This is the deity made from the mind. And sing to Radha and Krishna all together now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Because one devotee kept chanting in the back, and it's so impolite to do such a thing to Krishna and to other meditation, but what to do? It's not necessary to translate. I must explain why we do this, because some of you don't understand yet. Spiritual life starts when you understand that you are not the body. We have heard this in 3,000 lectures, but we don't live like this. Because our mind is still connected with the material identification with body and our desires. So by moving our mind and senses through these meditations, we begin to disentangle them, and if we participate, notice, wow, I'm different from the body and the mind. And I can use the mind to go in a direction. I don't have to to remain a slave to my ordinary thoughts.
Ja mogu da upotrebim svoj um kako bih postao slobodan od ovog zarobljeništva. Ja ne moram da budem rob svog uma.
See, it's not about, the meditations are as unimportant as washing the hands.
Vidite, meditacije su tako nepotrebne kao i pranje ruke.
It's not about meditation what we do. I must make this very clear. It's not jnana, mishra, bhakti which we teach here.
Znači, ja moram staviti to jasno do znanja. Meditacije nisu toliko značajne. Jnana, mishra, bhakti nije ono što mi ovdje
učimo. It is my sincere desire to let us say to somehow let you experience how you are different from the body and the mind.
To je jednostavno moja iskrena želja da vam omogućim iskustvo da shvatite da se razlikujete od ovog uma i od vašeg tijela.
And to pacify your mind.
I da smirim vaš um.
So that you can then chant without being so disturbed by so many ordinary thoughts invading you.
I tako da možete mantrati bez toga da ste uznemireni svim ovim mislima koje vas opterećuju i čekaju na vas.
What I want you to take with you is not the meditation, but the experience. The experience which happens when you are in a peaceful atmosphere where the mind and the body is not disturbing you. Did you just notice that? It is a silent room. Listen to the silence. The monkey talks are not there at the moment. The monkey, the unnecessary sound vibrations which come from a material, from an upset mind, are peaceful. That is the idea. That is necessary. The mind, as we have heard from Krishna, is their enemy because it's so constantly filled with these unnecessary thoughts. So I just wanted to make this point, Hare Krishna. I thank you very much. You are an excellent audience. Please forgive me if I'm sometimes during these classes put a little energy into you. It is just so that you can come to a new space. I'm very satisfied with you, and also the devotee who chanted. It's nice if hopefully he will chant today 16 rounds. It's nice that he is aware of the need of chanting. I just need to, as a trainer, you know, a coach sometimes needs to be a little bit intense. So I wish you a wonderful continuation of the summer camp. Let us not forget, we are tomorrow in the middle of the summer camp.